So guys, welcome to episode 3 of the D Squared Podcast. Let's toast it up. Everybody's got their Bellinis. We're doing champagne and watermelon today.
Watermelon.
And we have the usual cast of characters, but we have somebody new. You want to go by a real name or you want to use a fake ID, sir?
Real name's fine. I'm B.
With two E's.
With two E's.
How do you say your last name right? Because I don't screw it up.
Chim. It's,
Chim.
Well, I'm really
Chim,
putting myself out there.
Yeah, you are.
Yep.
Yeah. You are now Facebook lookup
I am
available.
Now public.
Yeah.
You're like chicken out. Public oath.
B,
it's okay.
With two E's.
Juhi said she was going to use her real name last time, and then halfway through it, she was like, maybe
yeah,
I should have went with a
different
name.
Yeah, I heard that.
So, B, Chim, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
That's all I got.
This podcast is rated for age 21 and up with a 25-year-old mentality or higher.
Especially with me.
So, today, we promise, one, we're going to stay on task.
We are.
That's right.
Swear.
We are.
Two, we're not going to push each other's buttons.
That I can't
much.
Swear.
Much. Not much. We're not going to take it to the level we did last week. Although it was fun and entertaining and exciting, it did become the Rick and Juhi show. We all kind of missed out. So, yeah, let's get into it. So this week we are talking about friends.
Friends of opposite sex.
Well, not just friends of opposite sex. If you are in a relationship, do you have a friend or a really good friend of the opposite sex, and how does your spouse or certain significant other feel about it? Or been there, done that?
Or
for some strange reason, I'm not going to say it.
Mm-mm. You always start off.
Can't do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why you did that? You can't do that every podcast.
The gauntlet was thrown, sir.
I
must commit.
Damn it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's commit.
Okay. I hope we're not gonna get back into the crazy
gambit.
Latina talk.
Yeah. Here we are.
Ooh, man.
You just can leave the flavors out of it, right?
Oh my god.
No. No.
The flavors. The flavors.
There's no flavor out of it.
I feel like there's island splaining going on right now.
Uh-oh. No. Flavors are the type of race.
But wow, doesn't really each ethnicity have its own crazy? It's not just Latinas.
Yeah,
for
sure.
But they're like half
it's just
crazy.
We're in South Florida.
Like
that,
Latinas,
you know,
are knife crazy and will like try to run you over and kill you. But then like Black people crazy is like they trying to fight like 24/7 and throw them hands on you even though they can't. And then it's like the white crazy is like, you know, they like sleep with your cousin or best friend.
Oh, man. Damn. That's kind of like
did
hurtful.
You sleep with two sisters? You
whoa,
can't.
Whoa.
You slept with two sisters
that was
and a cousin.
Listen, my conscience.
Time, hold man, on, that's hold like on. A family reunion.
Hold on. What flavor was that one? For those who didn't listen to episode 2.
Which we don't
joking.
Need to
we're,
recap
yeah,
episode
we're not
two.
Recapping that.
We're not recapping episode 2.
Yeah, so let's go into this.
All right.
Was that vanilla where you ate chocolate?
Anybody has some?
We're going to start with Stu. Stu, have you ever had a best friend or a close friend that was a female that was in a relationship or you were in a relationship?
I mean, they were somebody's relationship.
Listen, we all about the truth right now.
Yeah,
I know,
you just
me too.
Put it out there,
you better
go
throw
ahead.
That story in there, man.
Yep.
I mean, I don't have many stories that are like anti that or like very off centered from that. Most of my homegirls have had relationships, and I guess I was that like friend of the opposite sex.
So you were always stuck in a friend zone.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but I pretended to be in the front.
Come, Macho! What up?
What's up?
So we all filled up, so you gotta get a chair, jump on in. We can move the bag down, but yep, Camacho just joined us.
Always
little late, but right on time, as always.
Puerto Rican time, bro.
That's
right.
We got the flavors. So you're always stuck in the friend zone? Yeah, Mike, the Stew?
I'll take it, sure, why not? I was in the friend zone. I was in like the side friend zone. I'll take that side friend zone and then pretend I was in the friend zone when the boyfriend was there. And that was okay because I mean, like, what boyfriend didn't know didn't hurt him and didn't hurt
the
me
way
either.
You say whoa. That, it
whoa,
sounds
whoa,
like
whoa.
You gotta think.
It
yeah.
sounds like
yeah.
you were the reason. That this
by the way,
I was also the reason why some of these relationships
right
still worked.
You just
I was
played
like,
right into Rick's comment about the different crazies.
Yep.
You know, we had the Latina crazy, the Black crazy.
Okay, so,
you fell right into the white crazy.
So here, let's talk about white crazy people because, I mean, there was a relationship that, like, I was definitely in the middle of that.
Hold on.
Like,
Stu, what flavor are you?
I'm a mix.
He white.
What kind of white?
I'm like, let's see, my like my family is like Russian, Hungarian, and Spanish.
Oh, you're
like
Anglo-white.
Yeah, you could say Anglo-white. Like, we're colonists.
That's that white crazy.
We've been colonized, but some of us are colonists.
That white crazy shit. White crazy, that ends up having sex with people that you're close to. You gotta be careful with that.
Like we've been exiled
so
out of a lot of places too.
Male and female white crazy are the same?
Oh, probably not.
No, white. Well, male crazy.
I don't think
male
there's
crazy.
Ever a male version of female.
Yeah, there is a male version of white crazy. It's called Kyle, and he punches walls.
Oh yes,
he's Kyle punches walls.
Kyle punches walls.
It's only when he has had a couple monsters. Leave him alone.
He's gonna do a burnout in front of your mom's house.
I'm sorry, Pierre. If you happen to be white and named Kyle.
And drive I stand by my statement.
And drive a what?
And drive like a 70-something Mustang that your dad passed down for centuries.
Centuries.
Just Kyle.
We're just putting it out there, Kyle. We love you, Kyle.
God damn it, Kyle.
Okay. So Stu's been friends with a girl and end up being in the relationship, but not in the relationship.
Oh, like.
So you didn't know.
Yo, so you were,
realize
so
you were
straight
in the relationship.
Up, you were
no,
banging.
No, no, no. I
so
mean,
you
like,
were
we
you were
still
side dude.
Friends. I was side dude.
You were side. You were banging on the side.
I was the reason why this girl was still trying to keep up with her relationship because this guy cheated on her, and so she wanted payback. And
so
I
you
would
enable
her.
Was she white?
You enabled her.
Yes, she was white.
And that's that.
They
white
were both white and rich.
That's she got crazy. She had.
Wait, she was rich.
She was so rich, bro.
Is that white?
But wait, you
no,
can't
I mean, that was
thing.
Why I was trying to,
mean?
Like, finagle
you
my way.
Wait, hold on.
Last week, you were literally talking about how you banged two sisters.
We're not recapping this.
I already brought that up.
No, but you, you,
but
I'm
that
sorry,
wasn't crazy.
But you
that
lose
wasn't
the right
crazy.
To say that that's white
no,
crazy.
No, that's not crazy. Her,
that's not crazy.
Her way,
two sisters.
I call
way,
that
that's not crazy.
And a cousin.
Which her way of getting back at her man was to sleep with him. That's crazy.
What do we call the other one?
No.
I mean, listen.
Two-fifths, right?
What? I mean, listen.
I'm hearing a lot of listen, but I'm
listen,
not hearing.
I was younger back then, right? Okay. Some people have, you know.
And you still can't justify it now have, that you're older.
Yes, I can. Absolutely can.
Bring me on your
okay.
Page.
Yeah.
So back to Stu.
I liked how it wasn't on me.
Yeah, right? That was my yeah, yeah, no, that's all good.
Fucking macho.
So, how long were you, and were you responsible for the breakup? Did they make it?
Oh, no, they have kids together. They're crazy. That's white people crazy.
So, you being a side dude.
And it wasn't my baby.
Enabled them to stay together.
And if it was, they didn't say anything, which is okay too. Huh?
Did you do the math?
So wait, how did it end?
I don't do math, thank you.
But how did it end?
Not
math. How did it end for you though? How did it end?
How did it end for you? Are you guys still friends?
Oh, no. No.
Well,
no,
he's here
no.
In the podcast, isn't he?
I'm on this podcast with you boys. Hey, everybody. This is what it's like when rich people and you don't work. You're on podcast with your friends.
Oh my God.
But if it did work, I'd be on the Joe Rogan show, different podcast, different friends.
We'll be smoking weed right now.
Yep.
I'd be much. Doing a lot of other things on that podcast too.
Yep.
I'd be like that Post Malone guy, so I'd probably have a tattoo on my face that looks ugly as sin. I'd probably like have another tattoo on my face like that Justin Bieber guy whose like girlfriend is telling him no more neck tattoos, which is gonna bring us to this next
Bro,
conversation.
I'm hearing he's like picking two fights like, already.
Yeah.
So get
Post
out, Justin.
Hit us up.
I've got Bieber fever. What?
Yo, celebrity boxing is a thing now, yo. You end up in a ring.
Oh, yeah. No, again.
Yeah,
I didn't make it with this
Nate
question, so it's like no celebrity.
I'm already training one. I can't trade somebody else. I'm sorry.
How much
my dad's car is full for 6 months.
But if I want to take on that Mike Tyson guy, I want to sign him.
There's
McCormick.
More white boxers coming out.
Yo, listen, white guys gotta throw hands too, you know? Just saying.
Alright, Juhi.
They don't know
yes.
Open
this topic is really detailed like for you.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, wait.
I'm not
no.
A homewrecker.
So, Juhi, you had a friend who was a male.
I didn't have. I'm still.
You are friends with a male.
Yeah.
In a serious relationship.
Who is in a relationship?
Was.
Who was in a relationship?
Who never introduced me to his girlfriend because he thought I was going to eat her alive.
Ooh.
Would you have eaten
I
her
mean,
alive?
After eating him alive last week, I don't blame him.
Not
thank you.
Fucking macho.
Eat him alive through a straw, if you know what I'm saying.
That's sexual.
Hard pass.
That's sexual. What the fuck is in there?
Yeah, for real.
Apparently not a million babes right,
so,
that come in a straw.
So what happened with this guy? What happened
yeah,
with
what happened?
Guy?
Yeah.
Nothing. So he was in a relationship with her, and she just... I hated her because of how she treated him, and I verbalized it, and I said I would like to meet her, and he said, Juhi, you will eat her alive. No, I'm scared for her, and her mind is too malleable, and that's it. And then,
her mind is too malleable.
Malleable.
Yeah.
So what, he was afraid that you were just gonna, like,
up?
Yeah, like, get in there and, like, just
well, her mind is too malleable in the sense that, like, she'll listen to everybody else, and she'll say some stupid shit to you, and then you will just devour whatever it is that you, like, and I would've probably thrown hands because she was a bitch. Like, I cannot stand females that take advantage of guys who will not, like, talk back or hit back and stuff like that. So that's where I step into my guy friends, and I'm like, what do you need me to do?
Hold on. Let me ask. Like, I gotta ask this question. Is it the girl's fault or is it the guy's fault?
It was definitely the girl's fault. Really? And this time I can say it's the girl's fault.
Damn.
She was a little hoe.
Are you having a hot time being Chris Brown? Well, call on Juhi.
Yeah,
I will whoop her ass for you.
Yeah.
The guy has an SMM flash, you know?
Yeah, he liked to be dominated.
No, he did not.
Oh, he was still in a relationship?
Like, I don't know.
He was in a relationship.
No. It was more of like it was
did
more
she put it on him that bad?
Why you want her to rock?
Okay. That's too much of his information. She was emotionally manipulative.
Wow.
And that I can't handle.
I hate that shit.
It's way too emotionally manipulative. Like, she would gaslight the fuck out of him, and I was like...
So I'm really sorry, but at what point in time is it not the guy's fault for staying in that relationship?
Well, he thought that he could fix her.
Oh. Nobody can fix nobody.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, the thing about it, though, we all have friends. I'm sure we've all been there where we're in relationships where we thought we could fix somebody.
Yeah.
And we keep trying, but your friends tell you, No.
I've got a lot of friends in relationships who are stupid.
But then that still becomes our fault. Once your friend tells you one time, like, yo, you can't fix that, you should walk away.
Yep.
Yeah.
You accept that responsibility. So then it became his responsibility. I understand what you're saying. You're trying to protect your friend.
Yeah.
But at a certain level.
No, and I did. And now he owns up to the fact that it was his fault. Like, the reason where he is right now and how it all ended is because he didn't listen to us.
Here's the thing, though. Like, people will go ahead and say that they've learned a lesson and shit like that. Until they go into another situation like that, you don't know if they learned a lesson.
That's true.
You can say that, just be like, you know what, you were right. Yeah. But at the end of the day, he's still a punk-ass bitch for dealing with the shit.
He's not. He was in love. There's a difference. People do stupid shit when they're in love.
I don't know. Hold on. No, yes. Listen, fellas. Be honest. Yes, we have. We have all done the stupid
stuff.
Because we were like, I love her.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the women have done the same thing.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yep.
I'm going to make this work. I'm going to fix him. I'm going to fix her.
That doesn't make the person not stupid for it.
Yeah, sure. Exactly.
Okay, that's true.
That's what I'm saying.
Having been there, done that, I can't be like, you know.
Universal agreement.
Hindsight's always 20/20. You're always going to look back and think about it like, damn, that was some stupid shit. But in the moment, again, you're so blinded.
Endorphins, you know?
Yeah.
It's great. Everything smells great. Everything about them.
I don't know about that. I've had, like, new relationships that didn't smell great.
What the fuck?
sounds like a bad used car.
That's like your part, but.
Was it South Pole that didn't smell
great? Bro, it was totally sad. You need an OBGYN, bro. You need an OBGYN, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to hit that OBGYN.
This smells funky. You gotta go, bro. Sorry.
Yeah, if that smells
But some
like
people
want
to try to make things like that work.
And if you've had multiple relationships like that, bro. Well, if you've had multiple relationships like that, maybe it's not your partner's.
You think you're gonna get like oral candiditis just sitting next to him?
I don't know what I'm gonna get.
Hey, bro, last time I went to South Pole, bro, let me tell you what, strep throat. Last time.
Yeah, you got strep throat from going down on a girl?
Either that or from working with young people, and I'm gonna not even know where I got it from anymore because.
You would have got it from young people?
Yeah, my doctor said there's two places you get strep throat. You get it from kissing people or you get it from kids, and I work with kids, and at the same time I was hooking up with somebody, and so I was like,
that didn't smell great.
Was your doctor
I know, they smells all right. This person smells better than that girl in college who didn't wear underwear. Where are your underwear, girls? Where are your underwear?
Oh, yeah, for sure, wear underwear.
Jesus.
What the fuck?
I'm worried about you.
What female doesn't wear underwear?
Like, I'm worried about you, Stu. Like,
hello?
Seriously. I'm worried about you, bro.
Okay, pause.
Don't be worried about me, man. I enjoy my life, bro. That's why they make Crest.
Don't worry.
So don't wear underwear?
Wait, who doesn't wear underwear?
I don't want to know.
I just knew back in the day, you know.
Oh, they didn't wear underwear?
They don't wear underwear.
I mean, I've known just
like
nobody
wears dress once in a while. Where does that go?
I just want to say, a lot of girls that, like, in fitness don't wear underwear because it makes lines on my pants. Like, girl, no.
What about, like, normal discharge?
No.
Like, if you don't have that either, there's something wrong.
Well, is she kind
of
drunk?
How old is she?
30 years?
Old enough to know better.
It's not Sahara Desert time right now.
What's that?
Jesus.
30 is not Sahara Desert. So, like, she should be wearing panties.
Yeah, she should.
Bro, 30 is Sahara Desert for some people, probably.
That's a problem. See, I don't know where you meet these women, Stu.
You really need a best friend as an OBGYN.
I feel like you need a whole episode on Stu's life right now.
Yeah, like, seriously, like, it's like...
My life is interesting.
I feel like I was playing in the ocean and you were, like, playing in the sandbox, bro. What's going on, man?
Bro,
dry as fuck.
What's going on?
Smelly as hell, too. Got the seaweed going.
I've been places.
It's like a sandbox with cats that take shits in.
I've walked through heaven where it smelled like roses, and
that
I've
was
walked
heaven?
Through hell where it smelled like vinegar.
Oh!
Okay. Babe, stayed there with floaties. Just trying to get
apparently there wasn't water.
You can't see me swimming my arms, but they're flapping like bird wings.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
All right, hand me the next champagne.
Yep, let's do it.
This one's just for Rick. All right, Rick. Sit next to me.
Nice.
Let's touch it, Rick. Because I know Rick's got a story. Or do we want to jump around to everybody else
40 to
and then get to
Rick?
Because you know Rick's story is going to be like...
Now, why you got to make it so like I
know? Yeah, send that way.
We're going back to topic, which is have you had a friend or have you been in a relationship and had a friend of the opposite sex?
So hold on. V had to get permission from his wife to be here.
Oh. Yeah?
Well, on the topic.
On the topic.
Well, she is your wife, so permission.
Yeah, listen. He's learned. I haven't learned that lesson yet, but
what I say about me is going to affect her.
Exactly.
It's going to infect her.
It's going to impact her.
Especially giving your first and last name, like, spelling and everything.
Right. We're done. It's like, and it's a very unique last name, so we're not hard to find up on the internet.
Yeah.
Ah, damn it. I was going to
say. No, no, no.
All right, so yeah. Go for it, B.
Most of my friends growing up, they were all female.
Uh-huh.
Any problems? Wife, including my wife.
So she was your friend back.
Your mom
then?
Was a friend zone?
She literally lived across the street from me with kids.
Oh, sounds like a Bollywood movie.
It does, but it's really true. And we've dated other people and consulted each other about it. We've been friends ever since. So.
Bless you.
Bro, you need to add juice to that. Story
No. That's the story I want to hear. That sounds like a great relationship.
Yeah, because that means there's hope. Yeah. There's hope for us.
There's hope for people like me, bro.
There's definitely hope for people who want to talk to somebody in the opposite sex without being anything intimate.
I'm matching you.
My close friend.
When I saw you finish yours, I was like, all right, let me just match this out real quick.
And I still have friends that are, you know, female. My wife knows about it.
My closest friend is a female. Fucking lives in Jacksonville, North Carolina, in Florida. Friggin' been best friends for like goddamn 10, 11 years or something. We deployed together, we did a bunch of stuff, and we just always kept in touch. It's just like my little sister. Hell, my little sister knows her, and they're great friends, and they're always just hanging out and stuff. But I think it's absolutely A-okay with it, especially like nowadays. Before, it was always like the male-dominated guys stick with guys, females with females and stuff, but come on, it's 2020. Get over your shit.
Yeah. Platonic relationships are a thing.
Oh. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I would honestly say with everything in my heart, I would never touch this girl. Like, she's a great person, great, everything's gonna be fantastic for somebody else. Not my cup of tea. Like, she's a great person, I mean, it's just great to have a platonic friendship. Like, just
damn right.
So legit,
connection.
Yeah, legit, I've always had a lot of the same, like, similar female friends, and my best friend is a female. Actually, in my top five friends, like, three of them are women.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the main thing is, no matter who I'm with, it's just I talk to them, I explain to them, like, not even explain to them, just like, they walk into a relationship, like, yo, this has been my best friend. They have legit been there longer. So if you're gonna come into a relationship and be like, oh, you can't be friends with that anymore, be like,
nope.
Thank you, but you gotta go.
Right? Yeah.
They've been there through the diehard, through the thick and thin with me, whatever. So,
They've been through like some of the dirtiest places with you.
Exactly. And they know you inside and out. And they're just gonna always tell you the truth. You know, they're not gonna be in it, you know, like you said, that first fresh new car smell. And, you know, the homegirl thinks you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. And
now, real talk though, how long did it take you to actually realize that you can have a platonic friendship with a female without having to fuck her all the time?
Wait, that was college. That was
college.
Hold on. This was called college.
That's
because
you're on the same page.
This was called college.
As in, at one point in time, you were trying to fuck your friend or something like that.
This was called college.
I have a friend.
Because,
like that.
No, like, I mean, okay, so my girl Tracy, like, we started off. Tracy, if you listen to this, sup, girl? How you doing?
Sup, girl?
No, we started out. It was for whatever reason, we had a connection. And we went to that relationship route. We tried it left, right, center. We tried it for a good, like, 5-6 months. And it was always something that was just a little bit off. And at one point, we're just like, you know what? Just wasn't meant to be. We're just meant to be, like, really good friends. And once you get past that...
Way to go, Ray.
Yeah, it was easy.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was easy.
Because for me, like, when I first got out of the military and stuff, I moved back to Connecticut. And I was, like, I was on host status. I was, like, fucking around with everything and all that stuff. And people come in, they would, like, try to be friends and all that stuff. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to smash. You know? And it took me, like, a while to kind of realize, like, I just need... It's okay to have friends without just sticking your dick into shit all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And it was really, like, a genuine lesson I actually learned. Just because it was, again, it was, like, a hoe phase and shit. And during that hoe phase, it was, like, I had a lot of opportunities with people who could generally be there long term. And I was just like...
Like his doctor.
But actually,
his doctor
too.
Told him he had herpes syphilitis and it was over for me.
Dude, I think that was your doctor.
But the other thing too is like, once you get past that sex phase, It's like after that, you've already gone through it. You don't really have to go back there and visit it. Like, it's not a temptation anymore. It's just like, all right, you know, cool. We are just down like that.
Absolutely. And Maybe that's why people keep on thinking it wrong, is because they go through that hoe phase the entire time. And after that, they're just thinking hoe phase, hoe phase, hoe phase. They don't know that people can actually evolve into something better.
Right.
I've never had a hoe phase, and I've had friends.
Well, we're sure that women have, I mean, like, women have had different experiences or have gone through it different ways. You know, like, a guy could be on this side of the line thinking it's like this, and a woman's going to be thinking, you know, on the other side. I'm sure if you talk to, like, you know, my friend, or you talk to Camacho's friend, they were probably thinking a little bit differently. Like, maybe they weren't going through the hoe phase, but maybe they thought that there was something actually there between them, tried it out, and the same thing, like, they realized, okay, there's nothing really there as a romantic relationship, so we're just going to be, like, the best of friends. Because you got everything out of the way. You got all the platonic thing.
No, yeah. I have a friend that we've been friends since, like, we were probably 13, 14. And we dated three different occasions, like 7th grade, 9th grade, and 11th grade.
Like, it's like still kid status.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait,
we
what?
Dated.
I'm like, that was pre-whole thing.
We dated.
Yeah, played around every once in a while. And,
yeah, you know, yeah.
Kiss here, whatever.
Exactly.
Played like, in the kiddie pool, got it.
We were, like, yeah. Regardless, we were friends for that long. And we would always, like, come back to each other, you know, like, start dating again, whatever. But at this point, like, he lives out in California. He's, like, stationed out there, whatever. But even now, like, we'll FaceTime each other, and it's, like, normal. It's, like, we could have that friendship and not be weird. Like, we've even talked about, like, you know, if we don't get married by X amount, like, by 40, like, we're just gonna settle for each other, you know? Like,
I had that compact. Me and Tracy did, too. We did. Didn't work out. How did your man feel about that?
Well, if he listens to this, it's the first time he heard it. So.
There is somebody on the side, Johnny.
We gotta make sure. That brings up a whole different thing under. Like, at what point in time do you tell the partner that you're talking to or something? You know, because apparently, like, a friendship, at least in my friendship, like, that's a very big connection on there. I don't let people in too easily. If I'm talking to somebody or anything like that, like, that's something I'm gonna bring up. Like, hey, by the way, this is my best friend, is such and such over
exactly.
there. We've been friends for, like, X amount of time on this. So they don't get, like, that kind of side on
there. He knows of the friend. He
knows
of
him, but he doesn't know the past until now.
Yeah. I mean, the pact is the pact. That's, like, whatever.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
like,
what
some kid shit. You know?
Yeah, that's obviously kid, and you know, who knows, whatever happens, happens. But he knows that you keep up with them and you guys talk and all that stuff.
Yeah, it says different.
Has he met him?
Yeah.
No, he's been stationed out in California.
I mean, but like met him, like seen his picture online, stuff like that too, or
for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Make sure.
He does his own FBI work.
He does. No, I'm kidding. No, but I'm
so
like
he dispels the myth of the crazy Latin male.
Random dick pic. You know?
No, he said he dispels that.
Wait. As the only Hispanic male here, I gotta hear what the hell that oof was. You don't just say oof.
No, because he was like, oh, so he's not like a crazy Latin, like.
The crazy Latin male.
So is he?
Yes.
Okay, in what sense? Oof.
Wait, damn, how can he be the crazy Latin male, but he knows about your friend?
All right,
yeah, my bad. Hold on. Yes, sorry.
Are you jealous? Yeah.
What's he?
Very jealous, over, like, little things. He'll, like, make jokes here and there, but, like, you know, like, are the jokes 100% just a joke? Like, no, like, there's always a little bit.
Passive-aggressive?
Yeah.
Passive-aggressive?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's
how do you feel about that?
That's annoying.
I hate that passive-aggressive.
I mean,
punch you in the face.
Yeah, I say I put him in his place, but after a while, after a accumulation of jokes, I'm just like, all right, chill, like.
STFU, bro.
Literally, I'm just like, all right, relax, calm down. And he's like, no, you know, I'm just joking. And I'm like,
I'm just playing.
Like, comes in.
Yeah, you're just playing because now I'm like, yo, like.
So, you know, all the guys that because we all did that.
Yeah. It's like,
he doesn't like
to
talk shit.
But you wasn't. He wasn't playing. He was dead.
And what happened with the jealousy part? It seems like there was quite a bit going on with that.
Yeah.
No, like I said, like, there's always this, like, little dumb jokes, like, I'll be hanging out with literally a guy friend. Look at this topic. I'll be hanging out with a guy friend or even, like, just a girlfriend. And he'll be like, oh, so how's your other boyfriend? And I'm like, relax. Like, even if he
that's
goes.
That's a really, like,
that's some passive aggressive shit
ego.
Right there.
Yeah.
So
majorly, like, fragile
so
ego.
You should expect the phone call later today.
You should
expect a phone call, like, after Tuesday.
No, later today, because we went bike riding this morning.
Nah, you know what? You know what's funny?
We're going to the game.
Their face says that everything.
Wait, you guys are going to the game tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And Rick wasn't in
her face.
No.
You guys completely missed it. The moment she just says yes, she stops and she looks at the microphone. Like, yeah.
That's why.
Don't worry, he doesn't come until Tuesday. He doesn't know till Tuesday.
He won't know till Tuesday.
And if he doesn't listen to this podcast, he'll never know.
Next time you hang out with your boys and he's like, oh, yo, like, how's your other man or whatever?
And like, if you guys aren't in the same room, just send them a pic of like a selfie between you two. Just like, it was fun. It was good.
But the good thing about it is that a lot of her good male friends were all at the martial arts school. So she can send a pic of that. We're like, yes. Like, what you gonna do, bro?
Fight me.
That's fair.
Joking, he's not like that. He's actually a cool guy. I've met him a couple of times. He's a nice guy.
He is a cool
guy. So is he as much of a dick as she's making him sound?
No, but you know what? Hold on. It's been limited, and it's kind of like, you know, it's been like quick. It hasn't been like, you know, fair. He's never hung out. Mm. I've never hung out with him.
What's up, bro?
Have you invited him to hang out with your other friends?
Wait, people are dating in the school? Nobody's dating in the school.
I mean, obviously not recently, but like, we will here and there, like with friends that I have like outside of the school, like my other job. I have two jobs, so like he has hung out with my friends out there and stuff like that, and like he's cool.
So he just don't hang out with the martial arts motherfuckers.
Wait, so how do you guys feel about that then? Like, would you guys invite your best friend of the opposite sex to go out, like, hang out with you and your partner?
Hell yeah. 100%.
As a female and with a guy, male best friend, like, yeah. I need your validation. Like, his validation is so important to me. Yeah. Like, I need him to be like, yes, this is a good guy kind of thing. Because clearly, the last relationship I was in, I didn't have him meet the guy, and I got fucked over. So. And then he blames himself. Like, I should have asked to meet him sooner. I should have, like, you know, yeah. Like, vouch for that's him. I should have talked friend. To him.
No, but it's the truth, though. That's the big brother. All get caught in that new car smell. We're like,
all the time.
Oh, my God. And if you don't have that friend that's that check on you that's saying, like, yo, she's not worth it. She's not with it like you are or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what I trust my friend implicitly. Like, if she tells me, like, yo, mm-mm. I'm just like.
But sometimes isn't that, like, a 50-50 shot that they're going to actually get mad at you for saying that? Like,
But if they're really your friend, you shouldn't be mad because they're.
True friends should not be afraid to. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's true thing.
Because I do that to them. Like,
sometimes you don't
want to like,
say it because you don't want them to be mad.
No. I feel like if it's in that situation, obviously you're not trying to seek like pure validation just from one person, or at least I'm not, but like if they're my best friend, like you said, like they'll have the best like
input.
Exactly. Yeah. And along with that, they know you the best, and you know, you're not just going to go 100% based off of your thoughts. And if you go, in my experience, if I go to another female and introduce them to some guy that I'm talking to or like whatever, it's just kind of like, okay, they're always gonna be biased. They're always gonna be like, oh my God, yeah, he's great. He's so funny, blah, blah, blah. Even though they are a good friend, you know, because, you know, female and I don't know. But if I go to a big brother, like a friend that I'm that close with, like that big brother standpoint, it's always gonna be more of a, more honest, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because
they think about it like a guy.
Like,
there you go.
My friend up in Jacksonville, like, her best friend is another female that's stationed up there with her. And they bounce shit off of each other all the time. Are you kidding me? They're all fucking, like, Facebook dating, all that shit. And it's always like, what do you think of this guy? What do you think of this? And they bounce, like, anytime they go out and date, they gotta, like, debrief and shit with them, each other and stuff. And I think it's just funny. Whenever I'm up there, I just think it's funny because I just sit there in the corner, like, cool story, bro. But they give each other great advice all the time out there. Whether they take it, that's a different story, you know?
But then you sit there, being a guy that's dating, do you sit there and be like, damn, I wonder what the debrief is on me with other women.
So, actually, I've thought about that, yes. And then the scarier part is, like, I grew up with nothing but women. Like, I grew up with mom, my two sisters, and then I have these two girls over there all the time. And it was just like, yo, the ideas that women bounce off each other are completely different. And sometimes they are way worse than guys are.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just funny to hear those perspectives. And as a single guy, like, when I go out on a date or anything, those are things I pay attention to. Like, oh, what is she doing with this? She messing around with her phone, like, who's she, like, talking to, kind of thing on there. And it's not like I'm jealous. I'm just saying how much attention she's actually putting into, like, the person in front of you.
Yeah.
And you pick up on shit like that. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I worked in an office full of women. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Raunchy. Wow.
I worked in a Latin company.
Raunchy.
Yeah, dude. Raunchy was an understatement. It was like a damn show in there, like, every day. Huh?
They tell you straight up.
If you weren't paying attention to them because they wore like an extra tight skirt, they will make sure to walk by and shake it a little bit more just so you can say.
I need to work with like, you people.
I just
work.
Like, hold on. Minstrel it's out of business.
Yeah. I just pay attention.
There's a reason that is the company's out of business, you know, because it was
more about the lifestyle. I was going to ask if they were hiring.
But I was going to say, man, I don't work with any young ladies like that. I'm jealous.
This was like fresh out of college, like, you know, web design job. I was like, whoa, this was the life.
There's ladies there, man.
Not where I work, bro. Man, teacher status, let me tell you, everybody like over 60 or something, they're all ready to retire.
I don't even know that.
Hair up in there.
I don't know. I don't know about which school you work at. I heard teachers be getting freaky, yo.
Teachers
be like,
not the ones I work with.
You see her face?
Yeah, she was like,
I was a professor.
Oh, looked at it. Sounded like you got really freaky.
No.
Don't say it like that. Jesus.
I did not.
I bet you got really freaky.
You've lost it. It's over. Yeah. No, we can't do that. Jesus Christ.
Hey, I was in college too. I wanted to get freaky with some of my teachers back in college.
How'd that work out?
Oh, no. That's a good part. That's a good thing for the next podcast.
Oh my gosh, dude! I invited my Spanish teacher.
Have you ever been with a teacher?
Dude, I invited my Spanish teacher from college to a party, and she ended up bringing the big buff dude from the class. Oh man, that was disappointing, bro. Because I was hoping she was going there for me. Boy, was I wrong. Yeah, that was a heartbreak hotel right there for me, man.
Just relax.
No problem.
All right, Rick, what you got, Rick?
You think I'm honey?
Go ahead.
What?
Well, it's your turn.
Oh, no.
You don't have that much time. That's why you got to go.
I mean, we can talk about that, or you can talk about how you broke up a relationship. You
know, all right.
Were you a homewrecker? Have you played homewrecker?
You know what's funny? Okay, so I've been on both sides of both of this story. So I was in a relationship. It was a... No, not karma. No. Okay, one, I was not a homewrecker. Let's just stop. Let's just start there.
I was totally a homewrecker.
However, I was in a relationship, about 5-6 year relationship, and...
That's like half your life.
My girl.
That's probably kind of wrong.
My girl was very, she was very insecure. And I have a lot of female friends due to the place that I work at. A lot of female staff. So a lot of them become friends. And she would get upset if people started liking my pictures or making comments or anything Facebook-wise. And it became a thing. And it almost got to the point where I had friends, like, that were, their names were like a household name at that point. Like, she would mention Dana's name multiple times during the day. And I'm like, yo, like, me and Dana are literally just friends. Never did anything with this girl. Another friend I had named Anissa doesn't even live in Florida, lives in New York.
What time did that get old?
It started getting old very quickly, but then this is when it got really
5 or 6 years. What do you mean, real quick?
Okay, so here's the thing.
That's not like,
but you learned you right now. You thought you think like
you
this
do
is how life
stupid
is.
Things when you're in love, yeah. And staying in that relationship was one of the stupid things
I'm
I did.
I'm still trying to gauge what the real quick is. 5 to 6 years is a long time.
All the flags,
real quick was year 4.5. That was real quick.
You know,
so
he had 6 months of
So there were times. I remember there was one time where like I went on Facebook. I didn't have Anissa on my Facebook anymore because I went to like message her happy birthday or some shit. That's how rare I talk to her. I literally would be like, yo, happy birthday. So I go to message her. I'm not friends with her on Facebook. I'm like, this is awkward. Add friend. Hey, happy birthday. She was like, hey, why aren't we friends on Facebook? I'm like, I don't know. Did you unfriend me? No. Did you unfriend me?
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Did you unfriend Anissa from my Facebook?
Wait, how did she do that? Unless she had your password.
First of all, my technology at my house is always open. Like, if you, that's the thing. I don't hold secrets. If you want to look through my shit, look through my shit. It's there. But she went on my computer.
We're all going over to Rick's house.
I don't want to see what's
on. No, you are not.
Like I said, transferring that money to my student loan.
You know what's funny is that
you need that more than anybody. Right now.
So my guy literally said,
in the place
hey,
I live now,
just hack my shit. It's all open.
In the place that I have now, if you had access to my computer, you probably could do that. But
I'm transferring all that money.
No, you're not.
All of it.
So
Navians, here we go.
So
I'll
that was
off.
One issue I had. I had another
got
issue.
You.
This is the one where I caved in because with Anissa, shout out Anissa if you ever hear this. With Anissa, I never caved
Anissa,
in.
Anissa, we're sending you the link.
She'd be like, yo,
find you on Facebook.
Stop being friends with her. Stop being friends with her. And I'm like, no. And then she got mad because Anissa was an actress and she had a play. And I went to the play with her mom. Like, you know, to be supportive. It was a Streetcar Named Desire. It was
nice.
Great.
That's a good
wow.
It was great. It was awesome.
Look at Rick's got cultured friends.
Yeah. Don't
Rick
tell
got
nobody.
Culture.
I need
Rick's like anime. He's deaf culture.
It's kind of hard. Yeah, it's layers. Yeah, because, you know, first you hear about, you know, two sisters and a cousin. Like,
listen,
as far as
we know, he either won a raffle or they had an extra ticket.
Whoa! Anyway, so anyway, she found out about it.
Do not invite Rick to family reunions.
So anyway, she found out about it. She threw a fucking fit, and like that was a huge argument that lasted for like a week. But end of the day, I'm still friends with Anissa. I still say happy birthday to her. I still talk to her from time to time. No biggie. The only time I caved was during Dana, and I still feel upset about this. Dana, my bad, but we're good now. So
are you good or is she good?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So, yes. Sounds like which part?
Yes to both. So Dana will come up in me and my ex's conversations multiple times because we work together all the time and things like that. And one time I remember my ex, she was sitting on my lap, we're on the computer, we're chilling, we're at home having a good time. Dana sends me a Facebook message. And it's something about work. It's the most innocent thing in the world. something about work.
So I pull a pin in a grenade.
All of a sudden, my ex isn't in my lap anymore. She's like on the couch. And I'm like, yo, are you good? She's like, no. Finish talking to Dana. Let me know when you're finished. And I was like, oh, here we go.
That's why he walked into the room. He wrapped up the hands, got the gloves out, you know, put them on, put some Vaseline on the face.
Ready.
He's like, I'm ready.
Take a liquor.
A 72-hour fight.
Damn. We fought
for 72 hours about Dana, and I caved. And I said, you know what? Fine. So I went to work. I saw Dana. I said, Dana, I gotta talk to you. She said, what's up? I'm like, listen, I'm taking you off my Facebook.
Mistake!
It's nothing with you. You just have become a household name for the past 3 days, and I've been fighting with my girl for 3 whole days with your name. I am literally, I cannot even go home and rest because I am literally dealing with this.
But hold on.
And I have to.
What year was this in your relationship?
This was like year, oh, you know what? Hold on. This was year.
Yeah. Right?
Too many.
I wish you
is this like year two or three?
So you went 3 more years?
Oh, let me finish.
Stable. Let me finish. Right. With that vagina.
Was it paved with gold?
It was pretty good. Anyway. Anyway. So
it was. It, hold on. Was it always angry sex for you?
Good.
No.
Was it always makeup sex for you?
It was the finger, wasn't it?
50%. It was the finger. It was the finger. So anyway, Dana was like, wow. And I was like, listen, we're still friends in real life. I just need her to stop seeing your face every time she goes on my Facebook. Because apparently every time she checks my Facebook page, you're the face she sees or whatever. And she's like, okay, no biggie. Broke with the ex. I was like, Dana, whoop, reinstated. She was like, sweet. So we're still hanging out like we usually do, right? Yeah, because I still hung out with her. It's just that my ex didn't know about it because I'm like, I'm not about to build that drama up.
Bro, but that
opens up a different kind of worm.
I definitely kept a lot of female friends secret because I didn't need the explosions at my house.
So, all right, so walk me through the mentality.
Yeah.
Hold up, walk me through the mentality of that. So you're obviously having a hard time.
Stupid love.
How old were you?
Hold on.
You have to tell us how old you are.
I'm not telling you how old I am.
I mean, I wasn't as long as Rick.
I don't know how old you were. I don't know.
I was in a 3-year one with homegirl, was jealous as all get out. Like, jealous. We literally broke up over emails from between me and my friend out in California. Jewish dude. Jewish.
Dude?
Yes, he was a dude, but you know what? You know how like you have email strings? Like, you know, like if you guys are emailing back and forth, you just hit reply.
Yeah.
But you always go back and like delete some of the early ones. So you only see like partial messages and stuff like that from the early ones. Yeah.
Were you glad that you stopped using a typewriter?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't a typewriter. This was before typewriter. This was Telegram.
I'm not that much.
I was using smoke signals for a while, but you know. This is the year of AIM, yo. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm old, people.
Yeah, he's not that old. Relax.
But anyway, he farts dust, people.
But anyway, I would have to say, like I said, not as long as Rick, but
it was there.
I was there. I kind of understand because you think like so. Part of it for me was just like, okay, this is what I got to deal with. This is like, for a year there, I thought, this is just what life is going to be like. Because it takes a year to kick in.
Damn. But this is exactly what I'm asking.
That doesn't sound like a good relationship.
Yeah, you gave up. I gave up. You hit bottom. I literally gave up. But I never unfriended any friends or anything like that.
Yeah.
I remember one time I had a friend come down. Like, my friend Nicole.
Again, definitely a mistake on my part.
I went to college. Yeah, definitely. She was a graduate student. I can honestly say if it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't have made it through that first year of college. Like, she was a person I had to, like, I don't know what I'm doing, why am I here, blah, blah, blah. Like, had to, like, shape me up, whatever. Like, took care of me, like, everything. She is my, like, friend till the very end. And she came out to visit. I had a two-bedroom, one-bath apartment. So she came down to stay. She stayed in the other room, whatever. Anyway, my girlfriend made sure she came over to visit at one time. And I guess, you know, women, when you travel, they carry their bathroom accoutrements, you know? This here, shampoo, toothpaste, whatever it is that they use, whatever.
It's all over your bathroom.
Homegirl left.
Oh, Maria's
when Nicole said. Left, that was the first thing. How disrespectful is that bitch?
What?
What are you talking about?
You have one fucking bathroom.
Like, what are you talking about? There's one bathroom, whatever. Like, wait, first of all, like, what are you talking about? She had to put herself all over your bathroom like she owned the place.
I make sure she was jealous.
Yo, jealous is an understatement. I was just like, I look back at it now, I was like, damn, I was stupid.
Okay.
I mean, it was good. The sex was good, but damn, I was stupid.
As a female, I've never been jealous. I know what I'm worth, and if you don't want that, fuck you too, bro.
I'm sorry. I'm kind of somewhat jealous. So I definitely am.
I'm
not one of those that I'm like aggressive about her or mean about her or anything like that. Like I would like the Latino thing. That's why I was laughing over there. I would throw little slight marks and shit, but nothing like too bad or anything. I'll just throw one or two. Just
at one point, you would address it. You would address it fully. You'd be like, okay,
wait,
this
you
one
guys
I'm
going through is completely different. That's just stupid, honestly. Again,
hey, listen,
love all
I addressed it. Year three.
Yeah, exactly my point. I noticed it right away. I didn't address it.
I didn't notice it right away. It took a year.
Listen.
And then for 2 years, I wrote it out. Like, I got this. I'm going to make this happen.
I had to look up
a year. Please
don't hit me.
Fuck.
Maybe it's the person that I am today. But, like, today, here, right now, if I were to go through half of what you guys are saying you're going through on there, I have zero tolerance for that stuff.
Bro.
I know my self-worth, and I know what I am, like, willing to kind of uphold for somebody else.
Damn it, Rick.
You know, and if I don't want to get, like, jealous of them or something silly like that, and I don't want to act a certain way with them, I expect them to reciprocate it, you know?
Yeah. Listen, I could go back to my old self, I would slap myself in the back of the head. I'd be like,
absolutely.
What the hell are you doing, bro? Like, seriously.
I was monster.
But like I said, you know, that's what it was.
Sorry, I figured out the year, actually.
Damn, you actually went back and looked.
Well, no, because there was another issue, and I had it saved.
I went back to Facebook to see when he re-added it.
Not Facebook. Okay, so there's a gaming app called Discord, and that's where you can chat with friends and everything like that. Video
is that
games.
How you started talking to your friends you deleted?
He had to hide them on Discord.
It's
like,
not just gaming.
Oh, no, but it's a lot of things.
Yeah,
correct.
Discord is not just
however,
gaming.
I use different games.
Discord
so, that being said, there was one, I know, there was one game that I was playing, and I was heading home one day, and my ex said, I'm not going to be home. And I said, what do you mean you're not going to be home? And she was like, I already saw you talking to your side chicks or whatever on the computer. Again, computer, wide open, logging anytime. And I was like, what are you talking about? So I go home and I open up my Discord. And there's a personal message between me and this one guy. Now his name on Discord, I fucking forgot. However, his name on the game was called DJ Dirty Elbows. Okay? And she messages him.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised with Rick's
friends.
Listen, so she messages him, hey, what's up? And then calls him multiple times. One, this guy lives in New York, and two, he's in college. So he was actually in his class. And she's like, hey, what's up? Hey, what's going on? And then she messages again after like trying to call him, he doesn't answer. He's like, hey, what's up? And he's like, and she's like, I'm trying to figure out why you're messaging my boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
And his response was, what? So I get home, it's on my screen, I can see this, and I'm like, she really called this man multiple times during the day while he was in college, in college classes, and then start asking why he was messaging her boyfriend. So later
on, I know me back then, that would have been a bridge too far. I would have been like, yo, yeah, done, let's walk.
So I actually laughed. So that's the thing, when it came to think that, I laughed, because one, I had nothing to hide. So
right,
when she would get like that crazy, I would laugh in her face. I'm like, yo, are you kidding me? I'll literally voice call this man right now.
What was she worried about?
Because I have too many female friends.
So she thought that DJ Dirty Elbows was a female?
Yeah. She thought DJ Dirty Elbows was a female, and therefore, because I was messaging him.
Female got these dirty ass elbows.
How did she get those dirty ass? Oh, wait. Oh,
dirty ass elbows.
Exactly. Got it,
dude, from finger to wrist to elbow, is that how this works?
Listen, now, there was
a time. Is it from yesterday?
I
don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I was like,
about.
That's not dirt, that's ash.
Listen.
Yesterday.
Just so you guys are aware, Juhi practices BJJ, and me and her have a fight in 6 months. So that's what she's pointing at her elbows because of the damage.
Don't just say BJJ because some people don't know it. It's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
That's not what I saw.
BJJ. J.
I got your BJJ.
I was thinking
right
they were blowjob jobs. I was like, dude, what are they preparing for?
You missed it, Stu. You missed it.
Sorry.
I don't like Rick. This sounds like some shit out of Boogie Nights. Like, yo, is this chick Roller Girls? We got Dirk Diggler up
but
in this
shit.
But
just as well, I've been on the opposite side of that as well. I just had a conversation with one of my female friends, and she told me, she was like, a lot of guys that I dated were intimidated by you, which I was not aware of. Because I'm not an intimidating guy. I'm a nice guy. I'm a friendly guy. All right?
They were intimidated
by
you.
Oh, so hold on.
Exactly.
Yeah, please explain. A black man who likes anime.
I've had a couple.
To be intimidated
I've had
by.
Exactly.
If it makes y'all feel
wait,
better.
Did you see his selfies on his Instagram?
I don't have
funny.
Funny. Thank God.
Really I have friends. I have, you know, female friends who brought their guys around me, whatever.
What is that?
And have you ever noticed that guys, like, they puff up? Like, they're like...
You mean Rick?
Yeah, you know, like... I'm like, da-da-da-da-da, you know, da-da-da-da. 100%. It's like, yo, bro, like, you
like,
have
put
nothing...
Put your chesticles
yeah, like, you have
chesticles.
Nothing to prove around me. Like, me and your girl are friends. I've been... Honestly, if I wanted to, 5 years ago, I would have been there.
Mr. Steel, girl.
No, not steal your
five
girl.
Years ago, five. Your you girl. Were grown enough.
Well, Sai was out
no, 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 no. Hold on. I'm talking about, like, as friends. Like, if you had a female friend or whatever, and, like, I'm talking the opposite side. Like, you know, they bring friends around to kind of, like, not so much get your approval, but, oh, meet my new boyfriend, think he's getting serious, whatever, yeah. Whatever. And, you know, the dude always, like, puffs up, like,
yeah. Tries to walk around, like, a
I
little bit
that
bigger.
Shit down the size real
it's just
quick.
Like, yep. Exactly. I'm just like,
I'm that guy.
I used to train back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, I love that now. I love that now. Like, let's go. Let's get
the why.
Oh, you got the I almost joined the military.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I got that one too.
No, I love the.
Hold on.
The
I almost joined the military.
The why.
Ah, beach nigga, right there. Right there.
I hate it. Dude, I cannot join the military.
But no, yeah, you have those guys that come around and, you know, try to puff themselves up. It's like, oh. And I've got that. I've had female friends that tell me, you're intimidating. I'm intimidating what? I may be a big guy, but I'm the biggest softy ever.
That's right.
This guy like chocolate
not
ice cream.
As the girls laugh at you. As the girls laugh at you, like,
I am a big softy. Look at it. Even my voice gets high. Look at it.
My man went up. My man went up a whole pitch.
Yes, he starts sounding like Mike Tyson.
He's finally starting to hug back.
Exactly. Listen, I started using the L word recently.
No, I did not.
He hugs us all the time.
Yeah. I met him at the right time then.
Oh, Sai hugs me all the time. He just started hugging you.
Yeah.
Oh, Sai only gives Drake hugs from behind me.
Okay. Stu.
You're about to get voted off the island.
What the fuck is in that cup?
We're all drinking the same thing.
Yeah. Stu, I've been drinking since yesterday, though.
This is affecting him in a new way.
Listen, Stu, does anybody want to switch seats?
I'm
like, yo, Maria, listen, the way Stu's talking, your man got nothing to worry about. Please switch. Shuhi, I don't know if you're single or not. Shuhi! Whatever. I don't know if you're single or not, but you ain't got nothing to worry about either. Switch over here.
No, I'm
in danger.
I'm protected.
I'm in danger. Yeah, you got fucking beachy guppers. You got jujitsu man over here. And you got all around Chinese kung fu. Take your pick guy right here.
That sounds very racist, but okay.
How is that racist? He's not Chinese.
I have been referred to as an overripe banana a couple times.
An overripe banana.
Overripe banana.
Black on the outside, yellow on the inside.
Yeah. Coconuts.
Coconuts?
Yeah, like brown people.
Yeah, like brown outside, white inside. That's like an Oreo.
I thought that was only
for
Chinese.
Trust me, I'm not like that.
I would throw that with the best of them.
I don't know about the banana one.
I like that one.
Who likes bananas?
People that make.
Who doesn't like bananas?
I don't like bananas.
What?
My least favorite.
I love overripe.
Nah, you got overripe bananas.
Banana bread. Yeah, you make banana bread.
Yo. I like
that's how my ex.
I like banana cookies, bro.
That's how your ex got you?
Bananas. Yes, she made banana
cookies. Yeah, like instead of making them like.
With I put on 10 pounds like, before I said, okay, we're serious. Damn.
Yeah. That's all it took?
So, yeah.
Wait, I guess the way is through the belly.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's still going.
I said that. We're trying to figure out what the subject was.
First pussy 50. First pussy
20. Overripe bananas, banana bread. That's how my ex got me. There we go.
And then I said, the way is really through the belly.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, right. You should know. You grill. You cook all the time.
I do.
You get bitches just flying down there.
Yo.
Did you?
So hold on.
I'm sorry. Did you go for his grilling?
No, she didn't.
No triggers. No triggers.
No, she didn't. No, yeah. No triggers.
No. This is a great one.
No.
Bitches is male and female. It doesn't matter who you are.
Okay.
So yes.
Fair enough.
Okay.
All
right. So there you go. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Because you saw the girl saying, "Oh, yo, we're gonna slide through."
I mean, I didn't say any.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I saw the side.
Sorry.
So I went for that crazy burger.
Yeah. So
I'm
every
a vegetarian,
Monday,
so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Monday,
nothing can get me like that.
So every Monday, me and my boy Lee, we get together and figure out what the fuck we're gonna cook.
Yo,
so
shout out to Lee.
Shout out to Lee, Master Lee, Chef Lee. So one time we made Luther burgers. So that was patties, cheese, sauteed onions, 5 slices of bacon, and Krispy Kreme donuts.
It was not patties.
Oh, the Luther burger. Yeah,
that was
beef
that's
patties.
What you ate?
Oh, beef patties.
Beef patties. Yeah, that was the thing that. Yeah, that was
what you made. Oh, he made that.
Yeah, I made that.
I thought that was from a like.
No, that was Rick.
I'm the place.
That was definitely.
You are
so hold
place.
On. I am the
hold
place.
Hold on. Get back to dating. We have about 12 minutes left.
Yeah.
Talking about dating. So,
ooh,
and I know a lot of women nowadays. Some can cook. Some don't like to cook. That's fine.
Whatever.
Cooking is my forte. Only Indian
so
food.
So in the
only
dating
Indian
world.
Food, only Indian food.
In the dating world.
Curry,
wait.
I'm gonna
how many guys can cook?
I'm gonna do a Monday.
I know you can
Monday channel with you then.
Can you cook?
Can I cook? Not as well as I wish I could.
No, okay. You have to. Can you cook well?
Absolutely.
Absolutely?
Absolutely.
100%.
All right.
Maria.
How many times you guys have laid it down? Hold on.
No.
Listen. We're talking about the guys here. We're talking about the guys. Guys, how many times have you laid it down, like put together that meal, and a woman was just so shook after that? She was just like,
Nobody's ever done that for me.
She's like, oh my God.
Yep. Absolutely.
So, never. I have never cooked for a woman in my life. And the reason being, it's just because, like,
there's
up until this point, like,
you're
I've been so.
You're afraid she get
hooked? Exactly. That's exactly what I was about. So it's not just the food. It's not the food
case,
portion.
I can't have sex
for me,
female.
Like, actually, like, cooking for something, that's a commitment level for me. Like, that's husband level material that they ain't ready for, kind of thing. Like, I'll grow up with my roommates all the time. My little sister comes down, me and her throw down in the kitchen. We do all that shit. But when it comes to, like, a female, like, actually somebody in metro service kind of thing, I have commitment issues out the ass. Everybody knows that. So, like, when it comes to something serious like that, I feel like it's crossing the line. It's a too serious. So I'm like,
okay.
I'll make you a burger instead. Kind of thing.
Can the commitment topic?
We could talk about. We could probably make that a topic next week. We'll see.
Yeah, because
we'll put on it.
Do you not commit to waking up every day? Commit to your sister. Commit to all of this stuff. So you can't commit to a girl.
Triggers.
Yo, bitch.
No,
I'm just saying.
Is that what it is? Huh? He's a hugger now.
No, I only want to hug on both sides.
That's the only person offering it. They're good.
I don't want to hug from you. Offer me hugs.
Me?
No hugs for you.
She's a Nazi.
We did so well.
I have offered
you.
We did so well.
Almost.
The last month, I've been so good. A lot better with hugs.
You have been.
Thank you.
See, he's a lot
a
better.
So anyway.
I've been hugging Osai for a year now.
Damn.
Osai says, I can't help you. I'm so sorry.
Don't let his girlfriend hear that.
Please go easy on me next week.
She's good.
You're not good.
Oh, no.
She's good.
No, she as in his girlfriend. I've already met her.
I thought it was like, she's good, and you're going to be okay next
week
because of
that.
Shout out Nicole.
Yeah.
Love her.
She loves really good wine.
She got Wing Chun.
I'm laughing because this is props for me.
That's right.
She hears this, I'm getting it.
Dude, when your homegirls like talk good things about your girlfriend, that's how you know what's up.
Yeah. Exactly.
When your female friends say good things about your female partner.
Yeah, no, I've only met her once, and she was so sweet.
She is nice.
Which kind of takes us back to topic, because now you have real homegirls who are really talking up your girlfriend.
She knows everything.
She's so nice.
I mean, not just her. Like, even my ex knew everything. The field that I'm in and what I do, I'm around women a lot. And I cannot be with, realizing after being with that one jealous, that I can't be with anybody that's super jealous. Because if that's the case, I would just have to switch industries, and I don't want to switch industries. So they either have to get used to it, or I have to move on.
It's such a pretty face.
I feel you on that.
Also, I would never view you very differently.
Went to his back.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I mean...
That'd be really weird.
No, but the other thing is, like, I'm pretty straight up with it. I'm really straight up with it. Like, I'm the type of guy, you know, when I'm with a girl, I could broadcast it. I'd be like, I'm a bragger.
That's right.
I've not had a girl that I could brag about.
I mean,
I'm not surprised.
Just repeat this podcast and you'll figure that one out easily.
Yeah, exactly.
Bro, you're playing in the sandbox at the cat shit in. Of course you don't have a girl you can brag about.
We're over here playing.
You looked at me confused for a second.
We're
like,
playing
like,
in lakes.
Wait,
playing
why,
in
why can't I brag
we're,
about my?
We're playing in filtered 5-star Michelin star hotel pools. You're over here playing.
Wait, Michelin has hotel pools?
Okay. No, maybe you're playing in the same pool here. Maybe I'm making it. Maybe I'm making one. But this guy over here, this guy's playing like the mud water with the fucking leeches in it. He's
yeah.
Just...
Well, we know you like to play in the same gene pools.
No!
Listen, B. When a mommy and a daddy make really good things,
he doesn't turn out.
But the cousin was a
he's
part
like,
of that.
Yo, you'll see. He's my sister too.
Your brand loyalty, right?
Oh my god.
Loyalty.
Sorry.
That's not what Kendrick was talking about.
Okay. I think that's what he was talking about.
I don't think that's what Kendrick was talking about.
How do you know? You don't know Kendrick.
Did you watch the video?
Listen, did you watch the video?
Of course. We can only bring this up about Rick in one more podcast.
I can literally tell you a whole different story besides that.
He's got to come up with a new one.
Okay.
Come up with a new one.
Hey, listen, he can come up with new ones if he wants, and he'll just sack it on to this list of shit I'm making fun of.
There you go.
You ain't never lie.
Come on. With a new what?
A new level of
debauchery. There you go.
You nasty, bro.
Wait. She said, you nasty.
Hold on. Hold on. How? She's not the only. No, no, no. That's the nasty. I'm not going to say. We got 6 minutes. Well, first, we got 6 minutes, too. After listening to that second podcast, I have friends who said the same thing that you. He said, I was like, yo, that boy Rick be on some shit.
Okay, but I want you to all think about it. Now, am I the bad guy in that scenario?
It doesn't matter. No girl wants you inside them now because you've been around the town. Oops. That's just nasty, nasty.
I don't know if you can be generalizing and shit like that.
Okay,
first off, we're in Miami. Second of all,
oh, yeah, I'm not sure.
I'm not from Miami. So I don't know how nasty y'all are.
South Florida is pretty much Miami, so it's all the same.
South Florida is a different level. Even though that's
happened,
it's a different level of debauchery.
Hold on, can we pause for a second? Even though that has happened and everybody is probably aware, nobody here knows my body count. What if my body count is still lower than your body count?
It's
even not under that situation.
It's not.
Oh, we should have a body count episode.
The fact that you already have three, it's not.
Oh, damn.
And I never had a hoe phase.
Hey, Rick, you ready for this one?
Wait,
props to you, because I'm on the same boat. I've done that too.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Y'all nasty!
Hold on! With our six, no, you, with our few minutes, because Rick explained. Hold on! Listen, Rick explained his story.
Yep.
Camacho.
Sir, would you like to switch seats? Let's switch seats real quick.
You want
to
get closer to the mic so you can explain your story?
Listen.
Come on, man.
Hold on. Was this inside the military or outside the military?
I was just outside, like literally about 2 months after, actually.
This is
during your hoe phase. Wow, we are moving over to Will.
So you guys can hear. So it's prime time hoe phase.
You never had a hoe phase?
No.
Good for you. So proud of you.
I didn't have my first relationship until I was 27.
Dear Lord. Good for you.
She looks like she's 18, by the way.
She looks like she's...
She does. She looks serious.
She looks like she's 14.
Back to Camacho. Because we gotta hear about keeping it all in the family, playing in the gene pool.
This one actually, I can't even say it's the same as Rick's, honestly.
I mean, the only thing that makes it top Rick's is like a mother daughter.
It was a mother daughter.
Oh! Yes!
Yo, you got, you got four minutes. You got 4 minutes, bro.
Right. I have a friend that did that one.
So, like every good story, there I was. Right. All right. So now that we got that out the way. So I was working at CarMax at the time, actually.
CarMax. Shout out to CarMax. If you guys want to sponsor the podcast, because you had employees that were debauchers.
CarMax does not want this as a sponsor.
Hey, yo, CarMax, shout out to you. You made my whole life happen. See what I did in my whole life?
Is that where it started?
Yes. Probably, yeah. Yes. Honestly. Well, no, it started.
Selling cars to single women.
All right, regardless. So I was at CarMax. I was working at my sales club on there. And I was actually one of the big top dogs for the sales on there. And
I remember
one family came in. It was the mother. The mother came in. She was looking for a car and everything.
Was this your gray sweatshirt? Gray sweatpants phase?
I never actually had a gray sweatpants phase.
You have blue?
Yeah. Yeah, blue.
There you go.
But long story short, I ended up selling a mama car. The mom was absolutely gorgeous. I would have never known
she was that old. I need the flavor.
She was Puerto Rican. So I went ahead and sold her a car. And while I'm talking to her, I'm flirting with her. And the whole time I'm like, yo, I'm going to get this one. Like, I'm going to take her out. This is an app. Next thing you know, like, I end up taking her out, went out for drinks, hooked up with her. And then like a week later, she brings her daughter to come buy a car for me. Right? So I'm going in there and I'm going through emotions. I'm thinking just sales. I'm focused on mom. Her mom is literally like talking. Tossing her the entire time at me. You know, at the end of the sale and everything, she goes like, well, you're gonna go ask my daughter for her number? I'm like, that's kind of weird, isn't it? She's like, no, she really likes you.
Did you smash the mother by this time?
I did, yeah.
So between that week when, you know, she sold her car, she brought her daughter, you had already smashed the mother.
Yes.
How many times?
Once.
Damn it.
Just once.
Yeah, just once.
She was ready to set her daughter up.
I just want to know, like I said, guys. We already have, you know, the Tinder 101 from Will. Now we got class number two. How to impress the mom enough that she sets you up with the daughter.
Sell her a fucking car.
No, bro.
It wasn't a car sale. It wasn't a car sale. What did you do?
Sell a dick.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, bro.
Wait, listen.
You buy a car, you get the dick out of
it. I have a question. Were you selling tongue too?
No. Yeah.
My tongue game has always been selective. On there, you can't just go around licking.
Well, then I guess that nick game was strong.
Stu, did you take notes on that one?
The game was
strong. Tell me, you're selective. I'm just saying.
But here's the crazy part now.
So here's the crazy part. The daughter went ahead and bought the car.
Mm-hmm.
It was around Valentine's Day, and I remember this vividly just because the daughter came back in. Listen, besides the mother daughter part, the daughter came back in and she was like, oh, there's a concierge. Concierto de los Amores. It's the Valentine's Day event in Mohegan Sun in Connecticut at the time. And she goes like, we have an extra ticket. My uncle's coming. Do you want to come with us? This is an ad. And I'm like, ah. She's like, you really got to come. So I went with him.
Bro, regardless. In the family.
2 weeks later, uncle. She brought her cousin to come buy a car.
Shut up. Nuh-uh.
Hold on.
Ass. I can't make this shit up.
How many times did you smash the daughter between that time and the cousin?
I smashed the daughter at least 2 more times.
My man. And then the cousin?
The cousin I didn't fuck around with. I was like, all right, I gotta stop here. I'm like, it was a bad.
The whole family.
Listen, yeah, it was a bad circle. It was turning into.
I thought Goldie like, I.
Listen, I'm disgusted.
Yeah, this was next. I want to buy a car.
Nah, I thought he was gonna hit that. Matter of fact, I got the uncle on my Instagram.
Bro,
on my Instagram, on my Facebook.
Mother daughter.
He was cool as hell.
Mother daughter's pretty like. That's pretty like.
Mother daughter cousin would be pretty legendary
though. The mom wanted to test the waters. Make
bro,
sure
she pulled up to the concert and stuff in her new car, the new used car. She showed up on
I worked at a car dealership for 4 years and heard the most foul shit.
I don't know where this is going, but okay.
Yeah, yeah. But,
so
but anyway.
Nasty,
so now we know on the podcast on the D Squared, why we know it's called. I mean,
D Squad.
D Squad. Sorry,
that champagne is real.
It's D Squad, but we have D Squared.
Yeah, listen.
A la Ricky Camacho, I'm just saying.
I got stories today. My little sister, shout out to my little sister. She's been the best wingman of my life. Aww. Shout out to her going to UConn because I messed around with every single one of her friends.
I would have to say, I would have to say,
shout out.
Like, I played Never Have I Ever against other people. I will probably lose Never Have I Ever against Will and Camacho. That's a good
Will and Camacho?
I'm the worst person in here.
You know you just said Will's name twice.
No, he's right. There's two different faces of me, you know?
Yeah.
Unlike you, there's only one whole face.
That's not true. That's not true. That's not true. And listen, that was a long time ago.
Bruh,
I've grown.
Yeah. No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. You don't know me.
Hold on.
I don't want to know you.
Yeah, you don't know me.
I like
know
me.
And with
that was a long time ago.
We have hit our
really nice
1 hour mark.
Woo! Yeah.
Love it. We have a lot of ammunition.
We have a lot of ammunition for next week. As you see, guys, we have it live, so we are gonna figure out what we're gonna talk about for next week, and go that route. But I would like to thank the crew.
Thank CarMax though for making all my dreams of reality.
CarMax, thank K Rico, thanks.
Thanks
Rick.
Whatever condoms you guys have used. Hold on,
Dave and Buster's.
Hold on. You guys were safe, right? Using condoms.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I can honestly say
don't look at me like that, Rick. Don't look at me like that, Rick.
Raw Rick.
Raw.
Raw Rick.
Oh.
Never.
R squared over here.
Listen. We gonna tell him right now.
Rick's new name is R2.
Listen, yeah, right?
R2. D2.
Listen, if anything, first of all, my name would be R4 because I'm the fourth, but second of all, no.
I like how you grasp
Magnum,
the closer.
Magnum, if you want to sponsor me, go for it because I spent a lot of money for you guys.
What, they make microphones?
R4, yeah, D7. Yeah, no, Magnum, if you want to sponsor me, go for it. Because I went without a rubber once, and that made a child. It was a rubber ever since.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
You have a
see,
child?
I was a rubber guy. I was a rubber guy up until I did it. And then when I did it, it was hard to go back.
Like, I'm not, all this stuff that I'm, first of all, just so we're clear, everything that I talk about, like all these dirty, crazy things, are in the past. Now that I have a daughter, there's no way in the world I would do half of this shit.
Oh,
right?
Oh, look at this. Now they see him in a new
life. As a father of a daughter, I treat my daughter like a princess.
As it should be.
And every move I make.
Hold on. She better be a princess warrior.
She is.
I gotta say, because like, you know what? If I have goals, I'm gonna talk about B. If I have a daughter, she better be just like.
No. When my daughter,
she's a freaking killer.
When my daughter gets to that age, she's going to John Wayne.
With me.
She's going to John Wayne and she's learning everything.
Straight up assassin.
Straight up. But yeah, any action and move I take, I make sure like, this is good.
Rick, you're a dope ass dad. You're still R2.
Appreciate it.
You're still R2.
Appreciate it.
We got props. But yet, I think next week we still have the drink off.
Stay tuned.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Next Sunday is the drink off.
Yeah.
It is the drink off.
I'm ready.
You guys
for
been practicing.
Make sure you guys.
Oh, 100%. I drink
what's
every day.
At me for it? We are going to make sure.
Friday.
We are going to make sure.
Why are you at me like you were drinking with me?
No, because Friday.
We're going to make sure everybody has a designated driver.
I do.
I can walk to my place from here.
I'll just be the referee.
No. It's just these two.
It's just us two.
I mean, Stu, if you want to jump in, that's fine with you.
You're going to lose.
But this is basically a Chewy Rick battle.
Don't you puff your little mini, your bird chest at me. Put that shit down.
Hey, I know what kind of bird chest I got, bro. I worked very hard on this bird chest. I mean, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back next week for more and our drink off. I don't know if we're gonna start it or we're gonna keep it going. We'll figure out how we're gonna rock these shots on air.
There's only one way to find out.
Yeah,
be there.
Tune in for a little kid. Be there.
All
right, guys. Peace. Say bye, guys.
Deuces, motherfuckers.
Fuck you guys.
Bye.